Well, you look pretty dapper for coming off an Oktoberfest weekend.
Well, yeah, we're still recovering. It was a one heck of a party, as they say.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Plus, it was the weekend that the Badgers came back on after a bye week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Badgers were on high school and college homecoming. We had the craft beer walk the night before. We had 200 people upstairs for a party.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just, it was a weekend, man, but it was awesome. Everything went great. I got to say thank you to all the folks that came out. There was lots of Gemütlichkeit in the air.
That's good.
Our busiest, biggest one yet we've ever had. And we're just very grateful and thankful for all the folks coming out. It was a blast.
I always forget about, not forget, but that whole upstairs is a second business.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, when you think last week we missed, you were out bootlegging beer.
Right.
And getting ready for Oktoberfest. And you still have the whole upstairs to run.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah. And we still have the decorations up. We haven't got those down yet. So if anybody missed it, you can come in and you can feel like it's Oktoberfest.
Sure.
We still have some Oktoberfest beer, too, believe it or not. So.
So we have the Deep End Stories on the bug, and I go through every Thursday and download them for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
sure,
Friday the next week. And in there was a Home Depot spot with jingle bells, and they're talking holiday decorations already.
Man, what the heck?
That's not right.
It's not right. I agree.
I don't have everything winterized. You probably still have your sailboat
in. I got out sailing Sunday after... after the Oktoberfest.
You could have pulled a water skier on Sunday, probably.
Well, I had to, I took my family out with me, and my wife, Marie, the blue-eyed blonde, mm-hmm, she was on the boat. She says, I would rather jump out of an airplane than ride on this sailboat. She does not like the heeling and the swaying. She does not agree with her. So I had the sail double reefed, which means like you bring the sail in, so it makes it smaller,
sure,
essentially. But yeah, it was like 30-mile-an-hour gusts up there. It was crazy.
I took sailing lessons at Menominee Park in Oshkosh when I was younger, and then it moved to the Waters or the Yacht Club. And after getting smacked in the head with the boom probably 50 times, I took up pep band.
Yeah. That happened to me one time. I was with my my oldest daughter, and we were sailing in, and her friends lived on the lake actually, and we kept our boat at their house.
Sure.
This is a number of years ago. I was coming in, and the wind changed direction. I wasn't paying attention, and smack right in the eye. And just blood everywhere all over the boat. Cause you know, like how you get hit on the skull, and she looks at me, Dad, are you okay? You know,
everything's fine.
Yeah.
That's the art of sailing. Isn't this relaxing, honey? Yeah. When you get older, we'll get you one too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I pulled the big boat over to storage on Saturday afternoon,
sure,
and it was like a southwest wind, and I had to go, up to Fremont with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like when I was driving the Jeep, it felt like I was on a bucking Bronco, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good weekend all around, and sounds like you had a good time.
Good time. Great oldies.
So the Brewers?
Brewers. We had a blast Wednesday night. We had the whole... And we're still doing it. If you show up in Brewers or Cubs gear, you get your first pint free.
Okay.
Cubs fans have to pay double, but then they get the next two free. You know? Just kidding out there. But yeah, so we had Wednesday and Thursday, because last night was trivia.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like we got Brewers, Cubs fans. I mean, the place was packed on a Wednesday night.
Right.
It was awesome. And just a great game. Both great games are great, so... hopefully we can keep it rolling.
With the Civic Network now, we're back with the WISS, which covers the Brewers.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And
1100, right?
Yep, 1100 and 98.3, yeah. And then a Green Bay station. And I'm just happy that the Civic Network takes care of that now.
Sure.
Because it's like, with the games to be decided on times,
you can't
run the next daily log for programming until
right.
that game ends.
Yep.
So... I'm just happy that we've got people that do that now. So you know how that goes.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's nice to have people.
It's really,
you know,
really
it's
nice.
It's really nice if you got a guy, you know?
Yeah. I know a guy.
Yeah. But, yeah, we'll be running that special Brewers game throughout the playoffs and hopefully the World Series. Come watch on the big screen. And it's a fun time.
Sure. Any other big fall fests you're at?
Yeah, we're down in tonight. We're down in the Marsh Haven Beer Walk down at the Horicon Marsh, the Nature Center down there. They're doing a beer walk, and we'll be there. I think it's like 4 to 8 or something like that. You can still get tickets too, I think. So that's down at the Horicon Marsh, and then we would be remiss. We're drinking the Moosetoberfest glass.
That's coming up
next
a week
Saturday,
from tomorrow.
The 21st. Yeah. Ed, our buddy has the moose in, and he's having his Moosetoberfest.
Yep.
We'll have, we're delivering today the Marzen Lager, the Oktoberfest beer for that. So we'll be down there, and I think, I don't know if I'm going to make it or if Ryan will be there, but we'll have a presence there, I think.
Sure.
So.
Do you do anything with the Wautoma Beer Walk on the 25th?
I don't know if we're doing anything with that one yet.
I know you're in a lot of them.
Yeah,
so
and Green Lake is having one too.
Sure.
Which I just talked to him. We're doing something for that. And that's coming up in October here. Just lots of stuff going on.
Did you notice Wisconsinites are just very adaptive?
Yeah.
So instead of, you know, they're cracking down on drinking and driving, fine, we'll just walk around town.
Yeah, right.
Beer prices go up, fine, we'll start microbrewing everywhere.
Yeah.
So you got in it right in the nick time, didn't you?
Yeah.
And on Main
it's
Street.
It's good to be in the beer business.
Yeah.
And in good times and in bad, everybody needs a beer.
That's true. If you have a good day, you have a cocktail. If you have a bad day, you have a cocktail.
That's right.
So anything else today, Dave?
I don't think so. How about this weather?
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
And looks like we may have a sprinkle here and there throughout the weekend, but
maybe,
it looks like it's early morning hours.
Yeah.
Calm the dust and have a good time, right?
Good stuff. Keep it rolling.
All right. Contact info.
748-5188.